Hi guys, and welcome back to a new toy video. In today's episode, I'm going to be telling you all about the Be Your Lover Naughty Clock. There is absolutely loads coming up in today's video, so I'm going to shut up and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be telling you all about the Be Your Lover Naughty Clock. If you haven't heard of Be Your Lover before, don't worry, neither had I, but they are a subdivision of Svacuum Toys. So you are guaranteed the highest quality toy and for the best price. They have the same interactive qualities, but there is a slight difference where most of their toys are all written in Chinese on the box. All their website is written in English, and their instruction manuals are also available online in English. They are an extremely reputable brand. Everyone's heard of Svacuum Toys, and this is just a subdivision of them. So what's coming up in today's video? Well, I'm going to give you an unboxing of the Be Your Lover Naughty Clock. I'm also going to be showing you what comes with the Naughty Clock and how to use it. I'm then going to show you how to connect the Naughty Clock to the Be Your Lover app. I'm going to tell you a little bit more information about the toy. I'm going to show you how to set the clock, and I'm going to give you a review at the end. So as I say, there is lots coming up in today's video. I'm going to shut up and let's get into the unboxing video. Okay guys, I'm going to start off by showing you the outside of the box. And the reason I do this is so that you can see it is discreet packaging. There was a shipping label, but there was no mention of Be Your Lover. So let's open it up and show you what's inside. There are two toys in this box. One is the Be Your Lover Fatima, and the other is the Be Your Lover Naughty Clock. The Fatima is a rabbit style toy with vibrating, suction and thrusting. If you'd like to see the review for that, you can find it on my channel, or you can find the blog on my website. The link for that is in my profile. So I'm going to put the Fatima to one side, and we're going to take a closer look at the Naughty Clock. Now it is important to note that all the instructions and the outside of the box is all written in Chinese. But don't worry, by the end of this video, you will know how to use the toy fully. So let's get the cellophane off and open it up and show you what's inside. When you open the box up, you'll notice that there's a cover that protects your toys. There's a perforated edge that runs around the outside of the toy and the outside of the attachments. On the left hand side is our Naughty Clock, and on the right hand side is our attachments. I have to admit, I did make this look a lot harder than what it was. There is a lot of box here, so I did decide to take the whole thing out, just to make sure that there was nothing hiding underneath. So what I'm going to do first is take the clock out of the box. This is a fully working clock, and it also has two alarm clock modes. It's practical as well as pleasurable. I'm going to put this to one side for a moment and show you what the accessories are. Don't worry, I will show you how to use the clock later in the video. So I'm going to open the box and show you what's inside. The first thing that comes out of the box is its protective bag for when the toy's not in use. Also inside is its instruction manuals, and as I say, these are in Chinese. But to operate the toys and the clock is extremely easy, so really you don't need to use these. And as I say, by the end of the video, you will be an expert. As well as the bag and an instruction manual, you've got your USB-C charging cable. The port to charge the clock and the toys is located at the back of the clock. With this, you don't need to charge each toy individually. Each toy has its own charging port, and these are located on the underside of each toy. These are magnetic, and when the clock's charging, the toys are charging. The left hand side is a clit sucker, and on the right is a small vibrator. And both toys just sit in the dock whilst they're not in use. The next thing we're going to do is turn on and set our clock. As you can see on the back, there are three buttons. There is also a button located at the top, which is the fake bell. By giving that a push, your clock will turn on. To set the clock, you need to hold down the middle button at the back of the toy. When you do this, the time on the front of the toy will start flashing. The two buttons on the back, on the left and right, change the time. If you single push the middle button, it will move it on to the next number. And again, all you have to do is use the left and right buttons to change the time. Once you've set the time that you want it to be, then all you need to do is push the middle button at the top of the toy. This will lock in the time that you've set. You can also set two independent alarms. I'll show you how to do that later in the video. The next thing I'm going to do is show you how to use the toys. So all we're going to do to start off with is taking out the vibrator. And this is the one located on the right hand side. On the top of the toy is your power button, and if this is pushed and held, it will turn on your vibrator. To start the toy vibrating, all you need to do is push on the power button. Whilst the toy is vibrating, to change the vibration pattern, all you need to do is single push the power button. With each push of the power button, it will cycle through the patterns and the intensity levels. To turn the vibrator off, all you need to do is hold down the power button. What we're going to do now is take a closer look at the clit sucker, which is on the left hand side. Again, to turn it on, all you need to do is hold down the power button. And like the vibrator, to start it, all you need to do is once again push the power button. To cycle through the preset modes, all you need to do is single push the power button. Each time you press it, it will change the pattern or the intensity level. The next thing we're going to do is set the alarms on the naughty clock. The first thing you're going to need to do is double push the button located at the top of the clock. You'll notice that the time starts flashing. Use the button on the left and right of the center button on the back to change the time. The middle button on the back moves it from minutes to hours. Once you have set your time that you want your alarm to go off, to lock it in, all you need to do is push the button in the middle top of the clock. If you want to set a second alarm, double push the top button again, and then once it starts flashing, double push it again. Now all you need to do is use the buttons on the back to set your alarm time. Single push the top middle button on the clock to lock in that time. To clear all alarms that are set, hold down the minus button on the back of the clock. If you have found this video useful, please do hit that like and subscribe button. And if you have been inspired to buy yourself a naughty clock, then please use the link that is located in my profile to my official site. This not only supports the site, but also helps me make more of these review videos. So there you have it, guys. That's what you get when you buy the Be Your Lover Naughty Clock and how to use it. The next thing I'm going to do is show you how to connect it to the Be Your Lover app. Okay guys, to start things off, we're going to have to make sure our Bluetooth is switched on and we've downloaded and installed the Be Your Lover app. As you can see, I've already done this, so all I'm going to do is open the app. Once the app has fully loaded, you'll see this pop up here, and you'll notice that it says Svacum and not Be Your Lover. And that's essentially because this is the Svacum app, well, at least the old version of it. And it'll also let you use Svacum toys within this app as well. Click on confirm and you'll see a button that says play now. Click on play now and you'll see a pop-up asking for your toy to access your location. You'll see this message with all toys and all brands. So all you need to do is click on the allow button. You'll notice now that the button says starting to connect. This is when you want to turn on the clit sucker and the vibrator. This will take a couple of seconds for the first time for your toy to connect. Once the toy is connected, you'll be taken to the toy homepage. Now all you need to do is click on the play button. Now you'll be taken to the mode page. I'm only going to be showing you two of the modes. One is the touch mode and the other is the preset mode. We're going to start off with touch mode. Here all you need to do is start moving your finger around the touchpad screen. In the bottom left of the screen is a boost button. This will instantly make both toys increase their intensity level to maximum. When you have finished creating your pattern, all you need to do is click on the stop button located in the bottom middle of the screen. You'll be asked whether you want to save your pattern. All you need to do is enter in a name and click on confirm. If you want to play with that pattern again, all you need to do is click on custom mode in the bottom right hand side of the screen. Any patterns that you've previously made will be listed here. Select the pattern that you want to use and click on play. You'll be shown a pop-up window and all you need to do now is click on play again. There are also a few examples that have already been pre-made. To access those, all you need to do is close this replay window and select examples in the top right hand side of the screen. Select the example pattern and click on play. What we're going to do now is control the toy in preset mode. So we're going to go back to the main control panel, and this time we're going to select preset mode in the top right hand side of the screen. As you can see, we can select 8 preset suction modes, and we also have lots of modes to the bottom of the screen for vibrations. To start the toy sucking, all you need to do is select one of the modes. Use the slide bar to increase or decrease the intensity levels. We can also turn on and off the light on the toy. All you need to do is select the light button. Controlling the vibrations works the same way. Select the vibration mode that you want to use, and you can increase and decrease the intensity levels by using the slide bar in the middle of the page. And like the suction toy, you can also turn on and off the light. You can use both toys independently, or you can use them both together. If you have found this video useful, please do hit that like and subscribe button. And if you have been inspired to buy yourself a naughty clock, then please use the link that is located in my profile to my official site. This not only supports the site, but also helps me make more of these review videos. So there you have it, guys. That's how you connect the Naughty Clock to the Be Your Lover app. The next thing I'm going to do is tell you a little bit more information about the toy. There are 8 suction patterns and there are 9 vibration patterns. Both toys, as you could see, can be controlled within the Be Your Lover app. And that's also over long distances. And both toys are fully waterproof. So I think that's all the boring information out of the way. Let's get into the review. Now, I chose this toy because it is discreet and it does look extremely different to other toys. And I wasn't quite sure how powerful the toys were going to be, but the actual vibrator is extremely powerful. It's more of a buzzy vibration than a deep rumbly one, but it is extremely small, so that can be overlooked. It's not the biggest vibrator in the world, but it's not the size that counts, it's what you do with it. The Clit Sucker, on the other hand, does have that big, deep rumbly feel. I'm obviously not going to be able to give you an opinion on what the Clit Sucker feels like, but it is extremely strong. And I think you'll be really surprised on just how actually strong it is. As a guy, I couldn't think of anything to do with it, so I think maybe something like nipple play would be good for a guy if he wanted to buy this. Or if you've got a suggestion, put it in the comments box below. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a Be Your Lover Naughty Clock, then there is a link in my profile to my official site. On here you'll find a link to Be Your Lover. This is an affiliate link, it doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Be Your Lover's profit should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in my profile. That's it for this video, guys. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. Until next time, peace out.